I'm Mark Fasco. Starts out with a busy NBA scoreboard. The Wizards top the Jazz 114-111. Gilbert Arenas 51 points at the game-winning three at the buzzer. Knicks down the Kings 102-97. Bucks over the Bobcats 99-91. The Bulls have just defeated the Spurs 99-87. Kirk Heinrich 23 points, 10 boards, and 7 assists. Hawks over the Celtics 100-96. Chris Bosh with 27. Raptors beat the Sixers 104-86. Right now at the half, it's the Pistons leading the T-Wolves 43-42. Last minute of the half, New Jersey on top of Indiana 60-42. Also now early on second quarter, Golden State 24, the Clippers 23. Chris Webber says he'll play for the Pistons. NHL, Tampa edges the Islanders 4-3. Bruins beat Buffalo 3-2 in a shootout. First period, Dallas won the Kings nothing. Also in the first, Coyotes 2, the Blues nothing. Carolina Panthers fire offensive coordinator Dan Henning today. The Packers promote Joe Philbin to offensive coordinator. The Giants will introduce Jerry Reese as their new GM tomorrow. Chargers running back LaDainian Tomlinson continued to criticize the Patriots today for their postgame celebration that he thinks did not set a good example.
We're all competing, and what message do you want to send our kids? Is that the way you act after a win? You know, in my opinion, that's not the way you react.
The Patriots felt disrespected coming into the game on their side. Oklahoma running back Adrian Peterson declares for the NFL draft. Ohio State's Teddy Ginn and Antonio Pittman both declare, so they'll leave school. Louisville quarterback Brian Brown, though, says he'll stay in school for his senior season. Hawaii quarterback Colt Brennan declares for the draft, but says he could change his mind and withdraw his name as soon as tomorrow. That's the latest Sporting News Flash. Coming up, more Tim Brando Show on Sporting News Radio.